A 108-hectare parcel of land at Mullaney will be protected for the future. The former native timber harvesting site at Wootha is now home to at least 8 threatened plant species and is habitat for 7 threatened animal species, including the Mullaney spiny crayfish and the long-nosed potoroo. Sunshine Coast Council has purchased the land for $2 million with funds provided by ratepayers through the Environment Levy. Meantime, a call from the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital for us to do more to protect the endangered species. It's after a female koala called Summer was readmitted to the hospital this week for the second time in 4 years. Summer is a healthy breeding age and was first treated at the Biwa facility for 6 months back in 2021 after being hit by a car. This time she's back being treated for conjunctivitis, a symptom of chlamydia. The hospital team say it's everyone's responsibility to be vigilant on the roads, to keep pets locked away at night, and to prevent habitat destruction to protect the iconic species. A new GP service will open in Imbul 2 years after the previous GP clinic in the small hinterland town closed. An arrangement between Queensland Hydro and Health Network Country to Coast Queensland will see the service open on February 27. An iconic artist, David Rankin, who has works held by the National Gallery of Australia and in major public galleries, can now be viewed right here on the coast. Thanks to the generous donation by a local couple, 70 of Rankin's works have now entered the Sunshine Coast Art Collection to be enjoyed by future generations. They can be viewed at the Caloundra Regional Gallery, at Council's libraries, public spaces and at Sunshine Coast City Hall. And briefly in sport, the Sunshine Coast Falcons Q Cup preparation continues ahead of their second Host Plus trial match this weekend at Bock Arena. The Falcons had a solid hit out in Brisbane at the weekend with a 12-point tie with the Melbourne Storm reserve grade side before smashing the Tigers 12-0 in the second trial game.